理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 9 Scenic Spots Part 1 Reading and Translating Reading A Mount Huangshan As a national park with spectacular scenery and great natural beauty, 30 peaks above 1,500 meters, Huangshan towers over southern Anhui Province and ranks among China's best-known scenic spots and enjoys worldwide fame as well.On Huangshan, you can enjoy all the beauties of nature, but its charm lies especially in its rare, strange pines, jagged peaks, the sea of clouds, and hot springs, the four wonders on the mountain. Of its numerous mountain peaks, 72 have names. The pines on Huangshan are in an infinite variety of forms, which impress one with their grace and perseverance.The best known are, for instance, the Welcoming Pine and the Lying Dragon Pine. As for the Sea of Clouds, it engulfs the mountain almost all the year round. And there is that cluster of springs which never dry up, whose crystal high-quality water is good for both drinking and bathing. Huangshan is also noted for its varieties of exotic plants and flowers, rare birds and animals.It is indeed a great natural zoo and botanical garden. Xu Xiake, the great traveler and geographer of the Ming Dynasty, composed a famous poem for it, saying, "One would not have any interest in other mountains after seeing Huangshan." Hot Spring Scenic Area, Beihai, North Sea, Scenic Area, Xihai, West Sea, Scenic Area, Tianhai,Heavenly Sea, Scenic Area, and Yupinglo, Jade Screen Tower, Scenic Area, are the famous attractions you cannot miss. How to get there and get around. Get there. Air. The airport is close to Tunxi, Huangshan Shi. There are flights to Beijing, twice weekly, Guangzhou, six a week, Hefei,daily, Kunming, via Guilin, twice weekly, Wuhan, daily, Shanghai, daily, Zhuhai, twice weekly, and Hong Kong, weekly. It is only a 5 kilometers ride from the city of Huangshan to the airport. The airport bus fare is 5 yuan. A taxi to the airport will cost about 25 yuan.You can also book airline tickets at various outlets near the railway station. Bus. A new paved road allows buses from Tunxi, Huangshan Shi, now to take around 1.5 hours to reach Huangshan Gate. Minibuses to Tunxi leave from the bridge area in Tangkou. Bus fare is 10 yuan. In summer, there are also buses from Zhouhuashan, 5 hours.The Yangtze River port of Wuhu, 6 hours, and Guichi, 6 hours. The bus station in Tangkou is located just below Huangshan Gate. Train. Trains from Shanghai, Yingtan, Hefei, Xiamen, and Nanjing via Wuhu pass through Tunxi, Huangshan Shi. For connections in southern directions, first go to Yingtan, Jiangxi Province,and change trains there. Tickets for northward travelers are sold at window number 2 and southward travelers at window number 3 at the railway station. Get around. Minibus. The easiest and cheapest way to get to the various places around Huangshan is by minibus, although they are usually reluctant to set out until there is a sufficient number of people to make it worthwhile for the drive.Minibuses head out to the eastern and western foot of the mountain in the morning. You can usually find one by wandering in the streets of Tangkou, but they usually congregate on the highway across the bridge. Likewise, there are minibuses waiting at the foot of the mountain in the afternoon. Taxi. Minivan taxis and motorized trishaws also abound, but you'll have to bargain. Admission fee. Entry cost. 82 yuan per person. Tips. Huangshan's weather changes fast. It reaches only 17 degrees Celsius in summer and drops a little below zero in midwinter. Raincoats must be prepared in March and September. Qiyun Mountain, a Taoist sacred place, Taiping Lake, and the ancient Huizhou dwellings are the other famous sites around Huangshan. Should be cautious while climbing the mountain due to the dangerous stone paths and steps. Neighborhood. One way to avoid the crowds on Huangshan is to skip it in favor of Zhouhuashan. The scenery there is less spectacular, but it is certainly quieter. One of China's four sacred Buddhist mountains, the others are Putuoshan in Zhejiang, Emeishan in Sichuan, and Wutaishan in Shanxi. Zhouhuashan owes its importance to a Korean Buddhist disciple, Kim Kyaokak, who arrived there in 720 AD and founded a worshipping place for Tsikkurba, the guardian of the earth. Today, 70 temples and monasteries remain in the hills of Zhouhuashan, but there is still a palpable feeling of spirituality in this place that is often lacking at China's other holy sites. Others. Guides are not really necessary since the mountain paths are very easy to follow. However, CITS can organize an English-speaking guide for around 400 yuan per day. New words and expressions. Abound. Bargain. Botanical. Carnival. Cluster. Congregate. Disciple. Dwelling. Exotic. Guardian, jagged, minivan, monastery, outlet, palpable, paved, peak, perseverance, rank, spectacular, spirituality, tower, via, head out, impress somebody with. Pass through.
Part 3. Listening and Speaking. Travel and Sightseeing. Sample Conversation 1. West Lake. The Jordans are visiting the sites of West Lake in Hangzhou. Miss Fong, a local guide, is serving them. What a beautiful lake!
West Lake has been a scenic spot for hundreds of years. This scene is called Autumn Moon and Calm Lake Pavilion. We can have a fine view of the moon from this platform in the evening.
You see, the green hills and clear waters really provide magnificent scenery.
That's why people call West Lake a dazzlingly brilliant pearl.
Would you recommend some more scenic spots to see round West Lake?
Yes, there are 10 most well-known scenic spots. We call them 10 points of interest.
What are they?
They are melting snow on the Broken Bridge, three pools mirroring the moon, twin peaks piercing to the clouds, lotus in the breeze at the Crooked Courtyard, Sudi Causeway in spring dawn, viewing fish at Flower Harbour, morning bell of the Southern Screen, afternoon view of Lei Fong Tower, listening to orioles in the willows, and the last one, Autumn Moon and Calm Lake Pavilion we have just seen.
These names sound very poetic. There's so much to see here.
Never mind, we're going to most of them. Look, here we are at three pools mirroring the moon.
Sample Conversation 2, Lee River. The Jordans board a two-deck pleasure boat for a spectacular five-hour cruise along the winding Lee River in Guilin. The guide, Miss Mo, of the boat conducts the tour. It's such an exciting place. I've never seen water so clear and blue.
You're right. President Clinton was deeply impressed by the beautiful views here.
The combinations of hills and waters are really fascinating.
Please come over here and take a look. The sun gives a lustrous coating to both the nearby and distant peaks, and to the clouds floating high and low. What a view of hills upon hills the sunshine has revealed.
Great. Look, the sunshine has dyed the river. It looks like a green satin belt winding amidst the green hills.
I can see through the river. I can see the bottom, the pebbles, fish, and weeds.
It's like seeing the aquarium through crystal clear glasses.
You know, we see the hills more clearly in the reflection on the water than the hills on the riverbank. As the water flows, the hills seem to move as well. The landscape in Guilin is characterized by its green hills, clear waters, pretty rocks, and grotesque caves. Each hill in Guilin has caves. These exquisite scenes and objects are a feast for the eyes.
I've heard another scenic spot, Yangshuo. Is it worth seeing?
Yes, if you miss it, you'll feel sorry. As the saying goes, the landscape in Guilin is the best in China, and the landscape in Yangshuo is the best in Guilin. Compared with those in Guilin, the hills in Yangshuo are closer to each other and are more peaceful and secluded.
You have given us such a good guide that we'd like to fly there soon. Sample Conversation 3. Hainan Island. The Jordans are in Hainan Island for a round island tour guided by Miss Fu, a local guide. What a beautiful island! The coconut trees look very nice.
The beautiful coconut trees and the fine beaches present the charming views of Hainan Island. You know, Hainan Island is the only tropical seaside resort in China, and it is the ideal tourist resort all the year round.
Can the tourist swim or dive in the winter?
Certainly. The annual average temperature here is 23.8 degrees C. Hainan has a monsoon and maritime climate. In the winter, everywhere in Hainan is green.
Marvelous. Haikou is the capital of Hainan province. Anything interesting to see in this city?
Of course. If you are interested in the places of historic interest, you can go to the Five Official Memorial Temple and Hairu Tomb. And Haikou is a modern seaside city with tropic attractions.
What is Boao famous for?
Boao has become one of the very popular tourist attractions in Hainan since the foundation of Boao Forum for Asia. This area is believed to be the best reserved river exit to the sea in the world. The waters, the beaches, the green forests on the seashore, the coconut palms, and the rural scenery all contribute to the fascinating views of Boao Natural Miracle.
Would you please tell me some of the attractions in Sanya City?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Sanya is an international tourist city. It is situated in the southernmost part of Hainan. It has the best tropical tourist resources, clean seawater, fresh air, beautiful beaches, and bright sunshine. The tourist attractions include Yalong Bay National Holiday Resort, Dadonghai Tourist Zone, Tianya Haijiao and Nanshan Cultural and Tourist Zone. These are only some.
What you have just introduced is related to the east side of the island. Are there any charming attractions on the west side?
A good question. It's also rich in natural tropical scenery and historical sites. For example, Jianfengling Natural Tropical Rainforest is one of the few well-preserved rainforests in the world. It is equally matched with that of the Amazon.
It sounds attractive. I am eager to start touring now.
I think you will feel Hainan is one of the best tourist destinations when you end your Hainan tour.
Thank you very much for your introduction. Sample Conversation 4. Shanghai. Mr. Green is on business in Shanghai. He has spared some time sightseeing. He's just visited Yuyuan Garden. What do you think of Yuyuan Garden, sir?
Very beautiful. I like the garden's architectural styles. The halls and pavilions look very nice. The carved dragons winding across atop the walls are attractive.
It's a typical Chinese garden and was built during the years 1559 to 1577. Have you visited the other scenic spots such as Jade Buddha Temple, Confucius Temple, and Square Pagoda?
No, I've just learned something about them from the guidebook. If I had time, I would visit them all this time. I'm going to make up next time. Could you tell me something to see about the new Shanghai?
With pleasure, sir. Since 1990, Shanghai has built a batch of landmark architectures that are known both at home and abroad. These buildings have become new tourist scenes in the city. The tourist scenes include the Bund, the Oriental Pearl Broadcasting and Television Tower, Jinmao Tower, Shanghai Museum, and Shanghai Grand Theater.
It seems that the Bund is the symbol of Shanghai.
You are right. Along the Bund, you can see the buildings of different Chinese and Western architectural styles, nicknamed the Contemporary World Expo of Architectures. At night, with lights on, the whole Bund looks very fantastic.
Jinmao Tower is the tallest building in China, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Even in the world, it is the third tallest building.
How far is it from here?
It's located in Pudong, about half an hour's drive. Pudong is a new area of the city, located on the eastern side of Huangpu River. If you stand on the 88th floor of Jinmao Tower, you may get a better understanding of Shanghai.
Great! Let's go there now.